Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God on today. We're just going to have a short devotion, just a song, a scripture, a song and a prayer. We're going to go right into our Bible study on tonight. We're going to be coming from 1 Kings, the last two chapters in 1 Kings on tonight. But scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 17. Psalm 17, and it reads, "Hear the rites, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my senses come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress concerning the works of men. By the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O Lord, that saveth by the right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of thy eye, Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppresses me, from my daily enemy who compass me about. They are enclosed on fat with their mouth. They speak proudly." I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalm 17. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, but most of all, the doers of this most holy word. We're going to have a song.
My God, that is you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we confess it tonight. We repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I just come asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on tonight. Move me, God, from myself, Lord, from this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may take over and take control. Have your way on tonight, Holy Spirit. Just teach us the word of God. Father, I'm just thanking you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word on tonight, God. Move by your power on tonight, God. I ask you to open up our understanding, God, of this word of yours, God. Open up our understanding. Open up our hearts on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless their families and homes, God. I just ask you right now, everyone that will listen to this radio broadcast, God, I ask you to bless them right now. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen, amen. So we're going to go right into the word of God because I got a lot of verses to read. And I read over the chapters because a lot of us don't know where we are. And maybe for 2 Kings, I give everything out to the new people because we have questions and answers every time we come on here. We have a booklet with them in there. So, and what I do is usually email them to you. And you just look on your computer or whatever. But I'm going to start in 1 Kings. Chapter 21, we read 21 and 22, and we'll answer the question. If I can read this. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard that I may have it for gardening of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard. In good to thee, I will give thee the work of it in money. And Naboth said, no. Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my father unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my father. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else it is pleased thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, and I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, doest thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles, that was in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter, saying, proclaim a fast, set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God, the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of this city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inheritance in the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them. It was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed the fast. They proclaimed the fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and set before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. Then they sent Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possessions of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood even thine? And Ahab said to Elijah, how hast thou found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy prosperity, and will cut off from Ahab him that put piss against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam and the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that died of Ahab in the city of the dog shall eat, and him that died in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abundantly in following idols according to all things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fast and laid in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's day will I bring evil up on his house. Chapter 22. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Raboth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into thy hands of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doeth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel came an officer and said, hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, made him horns of iron, and he said, thus said the Lord, with these shall thou push the Samaritan until thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophet declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord said unto me, that will I. So he came to the king. And the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hands of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand, and on the left, on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and the other said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Okay. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Shinani, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in the day when thou shalt go into the inner chambers to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah, carry him back into Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joaz, the king's son. And so thus said the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of the bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord have not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robe. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded this 32 captains that had ruled over his chariot, saying, fight neither with the small, not great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captain of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. Jehoshaphat cried out. And I lost my spot. And it came to pass when the captain of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat that they said, surely it is the king of Israel, and they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out, and it came to pass when the captain of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow in adventure and smote the king of Israel between the point of the hornets, wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thy head and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at even. And the blood ran out of the womb into the midst of the chariot, and there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city and every man to his own country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot of the pool of Samaria in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord, which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel. So Ahab slept with his father, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year, and Ahab king of Israel. And Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azuba, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out the land. There was then no king in Edom. A deputy was king. And Jehoshaphat made ships of tarnished to go to Ophir for gold. But they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion, Geber. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ship. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, in the way of his mother, in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal and worshiped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all his fathers had done. Amen. There was some long, long, long chapter, but it was good because we know how Ahab and Jezebel died. Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, Ahab was the king of Israel. Anyway, I'm gonna answer these questions. Ask these questions and answer them. Chapter 21. What did Ahab want from Naboth? He wanted his vineyard. Would Naboth give it to Ahab? No, he didn't, because God told him not to give his father's inheritance to Ahab. Okay. How did Ahab react after Naboth's decision? Ahab became really upset, became sudden and refused to eat. He went in the house. He went on in the house and laid across the bed, and that's when Jezebel came in there. She came in there and asked him what was wrong. Anyway, how did Jezebel plot to kill Naboth? How did she tell him that? How did she say she was going to kill him? Well, her plot was, let me see. Her plot was in verse 10, number 10 in chapter 21. She had two people to falsely accuse Naboth of blasphemy against God and King Ahab. That's how she plotted to do that. What was God's judgment against Ahab for Naboth's murder? What was his judgment? What was God's judgment against Ahab? It's in verse 21 and 22, which says, "Behold, I will bring evil upon thee and will take away thy prosperity and will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and I will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Hajah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin." And it might have been 23:2. And then what was God's judgment against Jezebel? 23. "And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." That was her punishment. The dogs is going to eat her. I'm telling you, you can't play with God. I don't care what nobody say. He'll tear you up. He will tear you up just like that. Let me find the other questions. Okay. Why did God postpone the calamity in Ahab's time? Why did he postpone what he said he was going to do to Ahab? And that's probably around about, let me see, chapter 21, verse 29, it says, God says, "Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house." Now, that go to show you that when you do something wrong like that, it could go to the next generation, or to the next generation or to the next generation. Because what I know is they had Ahab and Jezebel had a daughter, and the daughter had a son. So the daughter was a witch like Jezebel, but the little son was innocent, the little grandson. And so he the one got killed. He the one died. He was the one that took the heat from it. Okay, chapter 22. What city did Ahab want to take from the Syrians? What city is in verse number 3? Verse 3 of chapter 22. It was the city of Ramoth Gilead. Who did Ahab ask to help him? And he wanted to go to battle and to take this city. It is what it was. But it's in verse 4. He asked Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, to fight with him because he was telling him, my horses is your horses and my bows is your bows, chariots is your chariots. Who prophesied against the battle? The prophet Micaiah prophesied against the battle. Did Ahab heed his advice? Did Ahab take his advice? He did not. Because he always said Micaiah would always speak evil of him, and Micaiah wasn't speaking evil of him. He didn't speak evil of him. But he just told him what God told him to tell him. What did Ahab do with him? In verse, I think that's 27 I got, verse 27. He put him in prison. He had him put in prison. Because he was king, he could do that. How was Ahab killed? In verse 34, he was killed during the battle, drew his sword at random, and it struck Ahab. It was a Syrian hidden between his shield. He caught him, and he told, I guess it was his armor bearer, somebody that was fighting next to him, to take him outside and put him in the chariot. Mm-hmm. Who became king in Ahab's place? Ahaziah, his son, became king. Mm-hmm. He became king over Israel after that. You know, and I think he was trying to do right, but I thought they had a daughter, but, you know, back in those days, the men had who they wanted to have, and they had more children than I knew, because I know Jezebel had a daughter. I know she had a daughter, and she acted just like Jezebel, but that daughter had a son. And that's the little boy that died. He was a baby when he died. He was little. He was young when he died. But that's because of some of the stuff that they had did. We have any questions or anything? Well, this was good. You know, you always hear people talk about Jezebel, and you got that Jezebel spirit and all that running rampant. But when you don't know what the Jezebel spirit is, you know, you don't know what it is. You just thinking, well, it's a Jezebel spirit, but this is what it is. She was a witch. She killed 400 prophets, 400 of God's prophets. She had them kill and everything. And she, Ahab, her husband, was in the line. I think he was in the line of David, the lineage of David. I think he was. I know Jehoshaphat was. I do know that. But I think Ahab was too. I'm not for sure, but I think he was. But I look it up. And these chapters, these people are leading up to David, to Jesus. Because David is in the lineage of Jesus. And all these people are coming after David. And there are some kin that are down in generations. And, you know, 42 generations down is when Jesus came in the 42nd generation. So we got a ways to go. But it's good to know this. Not what nobody told you, but it's good to read about these kind of things. And how God didn't play. When they saw the prophet come, they was waiting on a prophet. But Micaiah came, and he told them exactly what God told him to tell them, and they had him thrown in the prison. But when Elijah, they didn't play with Elijah because Elijah didn't play with them. And he told them just what God was saying. The Father told him to say, he said. Mm-hmm. So it was real good. This chapter was really good. I read it some. You know, I'm trying to get my eyes focused on better, and my eyes are doing very good with the eye drop going in them. I can't read it like I was reading, but it's going to get better. I still got my glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And probably shouldn't have them on, but I do have them on. But yeah, this was a good chapter right here, these two last chapters. So Thursday, we'll have three chapters. I'm going to send Pastor Bridget, and I'm going to send you a copy of 2 Kings, and I'm going to send Monica one. I think everybody else has theirs. I know Carly had the Prophetess Brown had to work tonight. So she just came back in town today, and she had to go to work tonight. So I knew she wouldn't be on, and I had to read out, you know, everything. But I will send you all a copy of everything. So, and I just thank and praise God for this, because, like I said, a lot of times when people talk about the Jezebel spirit, is a controlling spirit. It's just like she a witch. She want to control everything, and she don't mind killing you. She don't mind doing whatever she has to do against you to get what she wants, just like she killed all them people, and took Naboth's vineyard, had Naboth, whatever his name is, he had him killed, lied on him, just evil. That was just evil. She took that man's vineyard because Ahab wanted it. And then when Ahab knew that God was going to get him, he repented. He repented, put ashes all over him and ran it and tore his clothes up and all that kind of stuff. That was good. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing for us to know, that you can do wrong and repent and God will forgive you. But see, he had still pushed him. See, he was doing wrong then. He repented. But he went right back to doing wrong before the end. And the dog's got a chance to lick his blood. Mm-hmm. He got a chance to lick his blood. So that's what Elijah told him at first. Anyway, Elijah told him, I'm going to tell you this evil that's going to come on you. And he told him, what the Lord was saying about him and how the dogs was going to eat him up. And then told him that Jezebel, the dog, is going to eat her up over by the wall. And that's exactly what happened to her. Mm-hmm. When God say what he's going to do, he's going to do it. I don't care how it look, how long it take, when God, and it's going to manifest, because God not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, God going to do it. Good or bad, God is going to do it, because just because we serve a living, true, and loving God, God wants his commandments kept. He wants you to do right. When you don't do right, that's what happens. When you don't do right, that's exactly what happens. So, you know, even today, people, they do this and do that and do this, and they just think they right. They not. I don't know. You know, I talk to people all the time. My phone, every day I get at least 8 to 10 calls every day with different people on there, and you have to explain to them and try to let them know you can't do this. You can't say that. You can't look at them like that. Once you do, God see your heart. God know what kind of heart you got. God don't look at us, our appearance. He look at what's in our heart, and we don't have to say anything. God already know our heart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thank and praise God for this opportunity to have our Bible study on tonight. I'm gonna go ahead on and get off, because, like I said, a prophetess had to work tonight, and she just flew back in today, so she couldn't be on here, you know. And I'm not used to just teaching and talking all by myself, you know. It's a good thing, because I love God's word. That's one thing I know I do. I love the word of God, so I don't mind doing it, you know. But I, like I said, I didn't read all I should have, because my eyes are healing up. But I read enough. I answered every question it was. And it just, it goes to show you how things can just be misconstrued and taken all out, and that evil spirit just killing the people, the men and women of God, like she did. She just killed all of men. Jezebel did. I don't understand why God let her go on so long doing that stuff, but he got how he wanted to do it. He allowed it as long as he could, and he let Ahab go on like he did as well. He was the king over Israel, when I tell you. And then he messed around. Now, I think Jezebel came out of, I think she was a Canaanite woman. Or one of them was a Sodomite. One of them was a Sodomite. I know I read that. I saw that. Is there any questions, any comments before I get ready to close out? Amen. So we thank and praise God for each one of you that came on tonight. We just give God all the glory, all the praise tonight. I'm going to close our Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you on tonight for your word, God. Thank you for the book of 1 Kings, God. It was full of everything, God, and we thank you for your word. It was a powerful word for us, God, and we give you glory. Thank you for opening up our understanding, our heart, God. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that would be or shall listen to this radio broadcast. God, I just ask you to cover and bless they and their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I just thank you, God. I just thank you for tonight. I ask you to bless each one of us and cover us in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. We're going to get ready to go in tomorrow morning. I'll be on by the grace of God, and Pastor Bridgen, I will send you the next chapter of 2 Kings. I'll send it to Monica, and she can give it to you. So you all have a good night. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night. Amen. Mm-hmm.